This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Trellance, Filene, and Cutix.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the, should I say, Trellance, Filene, Cutix, Edge Conference. All three of them bringing this really cool conference to everybody. And oh my gosh, look who I ran into the hallway, Mr. Mark Meyer from Filene Research Institute. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Super well.
Good. I'm
great
glad you're doing well.
You, yes.
Great to be
super
here.
Super well.
In Nashville. And we're in Nashville. Who could ask for more?
Great music. Great music.
Well, we got the first day almost out of the way. Any thoughts, any highlights or anything like that so far before we dive into?
You know, I think that just how we started the conference this morning with the intro of it is time for credit unions. When you look at the multiple arrows pointed at the business model, when you look at the transformation of how financial services is being delivered due to the fact that members are making different choices, it is time to take ourselves to the edge. It's time to look out, look forward, and take risk and meet our members where they are. So I think the timing of this gathering and focus on innovation and focus on next is super critical.
I could not agree more. Yeah, we really need to, I mean, there's a lot of creators out there that are really on the edge, as you say, but there's a bunch more that need to get there as well. But I think it's a step-by-step process, obviously.
Absolutely.
And what you guys are doing, what you, Filene and Trellance, are doing with Credit Union Data Exchange. Talk to me and just give us a quick refresher on the partnership.
Absolutely.
And what this is all about.
So, you know, a few years ago, Filene partnered with a professor at the university, or pardon me, Michigan State University, Dr. Sherry Spires Pirro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she led a research endeavor, the Center of Excellence on Data Analytics. During the course of her study, one of the reflections Sherry had, or Dr. Spires Pirro had, was what if credit unions would share their data with one another? What would that look like? What would the power of that be? And ironically, the chair of the Filene Research Institute is April Klobis, who also is a board member from Michigan State University. And April noted that there was this, she's on the board of Trellance, she noted this peanut butter and jelly sort of moment where Filene is doing all this research, Trellance is working all this infrastructure for data analytics. What if we could take some of the findings from the center and we could use the infrastructure from Trellance to create a credit union data exchange where credit unions would own their data but be able to share it with one another?
Yep.
And you know, her what April really, how this kind of caught my attention was, if you recognize credit unions have more members than Bank of America has customers. So if credit unions could collaboratively share their data with one another, that is a lot of data to get better direction, better insights on how to have predictive analytics, how to meet your members where they are, how to help them with their financial wellness. So it really captured my attention. And so that vision of Tom's technology, Filene, or Trellance's technology, Filene's research coming together to create something that's credit union owned and a credit union data exchange program, just, you know, was a very, very magnificent, insightful. And so from that, what happened, you know, we kind of socialized the concept with a couple of closed cohorts. We brought it to the Filene board, Trellance took it to their board, we took it to some of our you know, closest shareholders, and within about 60 days, 30 credit unions raised their hand and signed letters of commitment to say, we're interested. Well then, you know, that was last summer, and it takes a while then to build and organize and birth an organization. So Trellance has in kind donated a tremendous amount of resources, their legal team to create the bylaws, the investor agreements, the membership agreements to create this credit union owned data exchange, which will be a credit union owned cooperative, 100% credit union owned. And it's all the business cases, the use of the data is being governed by councils who are comprised of the members or investors of the credit union data exchange. And you know, I think we stand at the precipice of a very big darn deal. I think
so too.
Yeah, 5 years from now, I think you're gonna look at this endeavor, and my prediction would be And most people are familiar with Origins and what Origins has done for indirect lending for credit unions. We're now indirect lending by credit unions outperforms any other retail bank. I would think that QDEX, when fully realized, will be the biggest data exchange up against any retail bank. So,
my
statement would be big darn deal.
Well, you mentioned peanut butter and jelly moment. I think it's a V8 moment. It's like, why didn't we think of that earlier type of thing?
Right.
So, yeah. But the other thing is that I interviewed the president of Kasasa late last year, I think it was. And gosh, I can't remember his name. I apologize. But anyway, he said, if credit unions can get together collaboratively, data-wise or any way, they can run the table on the banks. So, and this is an outsider looking at the credit union industry from his perspective,
yep.
and what they do for a living, basically. There's a lot of substance there.
Well, in our research also, our research found, like, that credit unions actually are making data-driven decisions, which is that's one of the biggest obstacles in moving forward on any data analytics is culture. Are the leaders asking questions and using data to make decisions? Credit unions are there. They want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their infrastructure's not there, or if they're only using their data alone, they may not have enough insights that would drive better predictive analytics. So this is where the opportunity really begins to yield. Now, the exciting thing and the vision on the credit union data exchange, the credit unions will always own their own members'
That's
data.
Awesome. Okay.
They own
Good
it.
Deal.
And what they do is they simply store it in a locker, and then when another credit union is interested in an exchange, they come and knock on the locker door, and the credit union has the power to say, well, who's asking and what do they want?
What do you want?
And they open their door, they share that data, and the more you share, the more credits you get to go ask questions of other credit unions or collaboratively industry-wide questions.
Yeah.
And again, the governing councils, all led and empowered by credit unions, will govern how this exchange will work. So super powerful.
So when does the exchange open? I mean, obviously you guys are still in the process of setting the foundation.
Yep.
When does this exchange open?
So you're here. The proof of concept is happening here.
Okay.
So
the first
proof of concept is live using some of the council members' data for test business cases and what this looks and feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting just sort of what I would call, you know, a glimpse around the corner of what is going to come from this.
Okay.
And so I think that is where you will start to see this momentum that kicked off last summer, in summer of 23, ramp right back up, because we hit the point in terms of talking about it. Once you had that initial interest, everyone started asking, well, what's the cost?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how what's the pro forma?
Mm-hmm.
And then what does this actually look like? The vision sounds great, but now show me what you're really talking about.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
And it's happening right now.
Well, I'm going to ask you the most obvious question. I think we both know the answer, but I want to get your take. Why should a credit union participate in this? What's the why for them?
I'm going to pause for a minute and do a retrospective.
Sure.
Any of you were thinking, you know, 10 years back, 15, we sort of looked at data use like maybe we should be the trusted keeper of data and not share data. And maybe that's what our members want that. We watch the tides and seasons of change and how we as consumers desire, send me what I need.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to really get to know the wants and needs of the members you serve and what's relevant in your communities, you need data to drive decisions. So number one, how else are you going to know what your members want and need if you don't have data? So data is alive and well.
That's
and
the foundation.
And then kind of splintering from that, is AI needs data to feed and grow. And AI has arrived, and we are just in its infancy. And if you don't have access to data, how are you going to deploy and be able to use AI effectively as well?
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are, you know, two immediate considerations that, you know, lie right in front of us.
Yeah, well, and I think the advent of ChatGPT or generative AI in the past 12 months, the timing, what you guys are doing, couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. All right, last question for you, and I'll let you get on your way, but where do you see this going in the near future? I mean, what do you guys envision? What's maybe the big goal that you guys want to achieve here? Because I think, like you said, I mean, this is going to be a big darn deal. So how big?
So I let me say the first thing, you know, what lies in the... So think of crawl, walk, run, right? You've got a crawl, walk, run. So let's talk about a couple of dynamics. I think first, getting everyone to get engaged, to realize this is what they need to go to next. is just table stakes, right? You've got to create the awareness and getting the engagement and getting the support, because the exchange will rise and fall based on participation.
Completely.
So we've got to get, you know, we as credit unions have to get together, and this is a critical, we win. No one can win it going alone.
Yeah.
We win when we come together and do things like this. So, you know, I think from the credit union side, the first thing is getting engaged and getting the number of members engaged in this. And I'm very impressed with the average asset size and number of credit unions who are coming in tend to have large member accounts. The thing that's great about the credit union data exchange, it's not size dependent. And the more members, so if you get some of the larger credit unions coming in with more members, this is going to help some of those of us who are smaller or mid-sized, because now we have access to that critical data.
Yeah.
I think when you ask the question, where is this all going, you're probably asking, what does this end up, you know, where does the curve go? Just imagine the types of use cases that we can come up with if we pool our data together. Whether it's around something, you know, like financial wellness, and what are drivers for financial wellness. And when we look across the credit union membership, how many credit union members are really in financial duress, where one of the, you know, one indicator is, do you have $500 saved in your savings account? We'll have line of sight to industry-wide questions many of us are all trying to solve on our own. So that's one piece, where credit scores are going. You know, where fraud, when we run into fraud and cyber risk, that the ability to use big data to prevent and spot and see fraud trends. I think the crawl, walk, run, get people on, and then there's some basic things we'll be doing, you know, what demographics are using what channels, and where do we have opportunity to grow, and then you get into these bigger use cases. So when we're running, I think it is going to help credit unions become the Netflix of financial services.
I like that. The Netflix of the financial, I like that, because I think there's going to be things that we don't even know yet.
That's right.
It's going to reveal. So yeah, so really, and again, the more who participate, the better off this is going to be.
That's right.
So, yeah, more
than
merrier.
Right.
All right, Mark. Well, I'm going to unleash you on the sessions this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks again for your time.
So it's good to see you, Mike.
It's good to see you as well.
Cheers.
Yep. Keep up the good work.
Yep. Thank you.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Trellix, Filene, and Qtips.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.